This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The French news agency is reporting that Somali forces ended a 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists at a hotel in Mogadishu. We get details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
A local official said the attackers are dead. He spoke on condition of anonymity. He gave no information about the total number of casualties in the attack on the Hayat Hotel or how many al-Shabaab fighters had been killed. Earlier reports put the number of casualties at 20 or more, with more than 40 people injured. The hotel has been destroyed following a bombardment by security forces to eliminate the assailants who were holed up there. But the official said the building needed to be cleared of any explosives that may have been planted. In a separate attack in Mogadishu overnight involving mortar shells, 5 civilians from the same family were killed. 10 others were injured when mortars landed on their residences near the Mogadishu airport. No one's claimed responsibility for the mortar attacks, but Somali security officials said al-Shabaab had carried out similar attacks many times in the city. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The head of the World Food Program says the United States is stepping up to buy about 150,000 metric tons of grain from Ukraine in the next few weeks for an upcoming shipment to hungry areas of the world. The UN agency's executive director told the Associated Press about the development, speaking from northern Kenya. David Beasley says the final destinations for the grain are not confirmed, but the planned shipment would be more than 6 times bigger than the one the first WFP arranged ship from Ukraine is now carrying toward the drought-stressed Horn of Africa. Another failed rainy season could tip parts of the Horn, especially Somalia, into famine. Again, ahead of the World Food Program says United States is now set to buy 150,000 metric tons of grain from Ukraine in the coming weeks. This is VOA News. Russian authorities have reported shooting down Ukrainian drones in Crimea, while Ukrainian officials say Russian forces pressed ahead with efforts to seize one of the few cities in eastern Ukraine not already under their control. The Russian military also kept up its attacks in Ukraine's north and south. In Crimea, which Russia annexed from Ukraine in 2014, authorities said local air defenses shot down a drone above the headquarters of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. It was the second drone incident at the headquarters in 3 weeks. A Russian-installed official said attacks by small drones also triggered air defenses in western Crimea. The Ukrainian military said it had destroyed a prized Russian radar system in the southern area. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday looked ahead to the country's upcoming Independence Day, saying that Russia's occupation of captured territories was temporary. Ukraine celebrates Independence Day on August 24th, which also coincides with 6 months since the Russian invasion. Does Finland's prime minister have a right to party? Some residents say no. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
In a leaked video, Prime Minister Sanna Marin is seen dancing and singing with friends at a private party. The 36-year-old leader also poses for photos and joins group hugs. She's clearly having a good time. The question is now arising in Finland if it's appropriate for the nation's leader to be involved in such party going. Marin herself said she did nothing to be ashamed of and it did not interfere with her work.
We didn't have any government meetings during that week and I had time off and spent it with my friends and did nothing illegal.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Colombia's new president said on Saturday he was suspending arrest warrants and extradition requests for members of the left-wing guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army, in an effort to restart peace talks to end nearly 60 years of war. That announcement is part of a principal campaign promised by newly elected Gustavo Petro, a former member of the M19 insurgency, who took office on August 7th on pledges to bring total peace to the Andean country. After attending a Security Council meeting in the province, Petro said that he had authorized the reinstatement of protocols to allow the renegotiations to resume with the ELN. This also includes suspending arrest warrants for negotiators. The Colombian president hopes these meetings will start a new possibility for a peace process. Recapping our top story, the French news agency is reporting that Somali forces have ended a 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists at a hotel in Mogadishu, in which at least 20 people were killed. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.